Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. One of the symbols of the holidays are wreaths. The word wreath derives from the ancient English word meaning to twist. Ancient Greeks and Romans used wreaths as a headdress to symbolize one's status in society. Pagans used evergreen boughs and wreaths to symbolize the strength of life during the dark days of winter. Christians saw the circular wreath as a symbol of eternal life. Today, wreaths decorate doors and windows as a welcoming sign of the holidays. While evergreens are the traditional material used in wreath making, there are other materials to try. Instead of evergreens, make the base of your wreath deciduous tree twigs or vines. Using birch, willow, grape, or other flexible branches, wrap them around a metal ring as your base material. Then add holly berries, crab apples, evergreen leaves, oak leaves, and even milkweed pod fluff to accent your wreath. Indian corn is available and makes a great holiday wreath. Encircle your metal wreath ring with various colored Indian corn ears with their husks pulled back. Have all the ears pointing towards the center with the husks around the edge. Not only is this attractive, birds and squirrels may enjoy the feast as well. You can make a similar wreath using small gourds, mini pumpkins, or acorns attached to the ring. Decorate your circular ring with dried flowers such as yarrow and straw flowers. These plants will last well into winter. Don't get stuck on having your wreath be full either. Create wreaths with a minimalist look of a metal circle with just a touch of greenery or flowers for accent. Finally, forgo the wreath idea altogether and bunch ornamental grasses such as northern oat grass into swags to hang on your door. And now for this week's tip. Keep your paper white narcissus bulbs dwarf by forcing them in a 5% alcohol solution instead of water. That means diluting a 40% alcohol liquor with 7 parts water. It won't harm the flowers, but keeps the flower stalks short. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about seeds as stocking stuffers. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.